Beowulf, page 24. Beowulf is the oldest surviving epic poem of the early Anglo-Saxon era. It was composed in Old English by an unknown poet, sometime between the 8th and 11th centuries, and it is extremely long, at 3,182 lines. The original manuscript is in the British Library. The story. The poem tells the story of a hero called Beowulf, a native of Geatland, who achieves fame by helping Hrothgar, the king of the Danes, the inhabitants of Denmark. Hrothgar's people are being terrorized by a half-human monster named Grendel. Beowulf first kills the monster, and then he kills Grendel's mother, who had sworn to take revenge for her son's murder. After proving himself with these two acts of bravery, Beowulf returns to his own country to become king. Later in life, he decides to fight a dragon which is endangering his own people, the Geats, and is killed during the fight. The poem ends on a somber note, with Beowulf's own funeral, lamenting both the hero's death and the uncertain future of the people of Geatland. Deprived of their great leader, the poem suggests they may once again be vulnerable to attack and to internal power struggles. Themes. In Beowulf, we find an interesting mix of religious and cultural references and attitudes. Although the poem's themes are, for the most part, secular, it combines both pagan and Christian elements. Another important aspect of the poem is the way that it mixes myth and legend with reported historical fact. The poem begins with the magnificent scene of the ship burial of the mythical Danish hero king, Skilsheafing. It tells us that Skilsheafing was found washed up in a small boat on Danish shores, a child sent by Providence, like the baby Moses in his basket of reeds in the Old Testament. And he ends his life by making a last voyage into the unknown. The poem then fast forwards a few generations to the reign of Hrothgar, whose realm is menaced by Grendel. The monster Grendel. Grendel is an extremely dark figure. Although it's difficult to picture him physically, we are told that his disembodied head is so large that it takes four men to transport it. Furthermore, when Grendel's torn arm is inspected, it's covered in impenetrable scales and horny growths, a more friendly version of which is illustrated in the modern children's story The Gruffalo. Psychologically, Grendel is characterized by his insatiable greed and terrible violence, character traits that were manifest in the behavior of a number of Anglo-Saxon kings. Grendel's typical strategy is to kill men while they sleep. Beowulf seems to suggest certain parallels between the monster Grendel and the negative aspects within Anglo-Saxon society. Looking forward several centuries, we can see similarities between the monster's actions and those of Shakespeare's character Macbeth, who kills his own King Duncan as he sleeps. Stylistic features. The language of Beowulf is typical of Anglo-Saxon verse, making extensive use of canons and alliteration, while the rhythm is dominated by the use of caesura. In his 1999 translation of the poem into modern English, the Nobel Prize-winning Irish poet Shimosini remained faithful to the style of the original.